Okay. And what about these things that that you might lift up a rock and a little stream of water and it kind of moves away backwards?
Spring rivers, crayfish.
Okay. And these things that they have them down in the Gulf of Mexico, you don't have them around here, but they're pink, and they they're kind of, when they're cooked, they're kind of in a crescent shape. They're kind of pinkish.
Sand crabs, I guess.
Well, I was thinking of shrimp. Kind of shrimp.
Oh yeah, they probably are some kind of shrimp. So the octopus and old sand crabs, I know how many of them at Tampa the other day. We went up there to the beach and everything was just aquatic. You couldn't see nothing. I sat down on the back of the car and all at once the ground was just covered in the little sand crabs.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah. He loves crabs. He has three hermit crabs at home.
He loves hermit crabs.
Yeah.
Oh boy, they make a good pet, but the feel funny when you go to pick them up.
Yeah, they don't they? They change.
I had some, but I broke out. Some things would break out of jail.
Yeah, they really are. They're remarkable. How about these things that, these hard shell things that pearls come in?
Oh, oysters.
Yeah. All right. Now, let me ask you a little bit about, we were talking about varmints before. Some things about some birds here. Things that, birds that get, makes a hooting sound up in a tree.
Oh, that's a hoot owl.
And do you have a name for the smaller one?
A screech owl.
And this animal that gives off a bad smell.
Oh, a skunk.
All right. Do you ever call it anything else?
Yep, polecat.
Okay.
Civet cat.
Yeah. Now, is that a civet cat the same or different?
One of the same, but a different species.
Uh-huh.
The civet cat's small.
Mm-hmm.
And the polecat, he's quite a good size.
Uh-huh.
And he's got smells like hamburger.
Rotten hamburger.
I guess stale.
Yeah. And how about these little animals that run up trees?
Oh, we have flying squirrels and ground squirrels, lizards.
How about the squirrels? Go back to squirrels. What about the gray ones? What do you call them?
Oh, yeah, we have gray squirrels in this area. But now down in middle and south Georgia here, they have what they call a fox squirrel.
Yeah.
They're a larger species and beautiful creatures.
Is there a squirrel around here they call the boomer or the mountain boomer?
Nope, the only boomer I saw lately is on television.
Okay, all right.
I saw him as he told us.
You know Boomer?
Yes.
The little dog, yeah. Now, what do you call these little insects that hover around lights?
Oh, moths is all I know.
Yeah. You ever call candle?
Candle moth?
Yeah.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. People have candles.
All right. And how about this little insect that lights up at night?
Oh, a lightning bug.
Okay. And how about this one that has a long, slender body and kind of hovers around, out there fishing, it might land on the end of
you? Oh, that there is a dragonfly and a snake doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they think about it, go back to the lightning
bug.
There's a species of bird in Africa that builds its nest upside down. And he pinches off lightning bug tails to light up his
residence. Is that right?
No kidding.
Is that right?
That's right.
I'll be darned. No, I never heard of that. That's incredible.
Well, I can show you in a minute.
Yep. I believe you. How about some different kinds of stinging insects?
Oh, we have a stinging scorpion. We have the stinging ant. That's an old redhead.
Yeah.
You probably saw them.
Yeah.
Cow ants, I believe you call them in this area. And then we have the yellow jacket, the wasp, and the bumblebee, and the honeybee. And then we have had those Japanese hornets in the later years. And I can't think of any
others. How about that one that builds its nest out of mud? Underneath, maybe on the eaves of the house.
Dirt divers.
Do they sting?
Sure.
Okay.
But they can track a spider like a hound will track.